The term Areopagus refers to more than a location. It mostly refers to the council that met there. It was a group of 100 respected men, the rich and the powerful, who investigated philosophy and spiritual ideas. It was a forum of rulers in Athens to hold trials, debates, and discuss important matters. They were used like a court to settle disputes and judge certain cases. But mostly, they were there to defend the status quo. The Areopagus was located right next to the Acropolis. Paul could easily point up to the Parthenon when he said, "I observe the objects of your worship." Paul quoted two philosophers. One of them was Epimenides. Paul quoted him to the Greeks as a way to introduce them to death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The unknown God may refer to a story that Epimenides told. He said in the 6th century B.C., a plague spread throughout all of Greece. The people thought that they had offended one of their many gods, but they didn't know which one. So they began offering sacrifices to all of them. When nothing worked, they decided they must have offended a god they didn't know about. Epimenides had a plan. He gathered some hungry sheep and released them into the countryside. He told men to follow them and see if they stopped and lie down. He knew hungry sheep would naturally keep grazing instead of lying down. He felt if they did lie down, it was because of the god they didn't know. The men followed the sheep. Suddenly the herd stopped grazing and laid down. The Athenians built an altar at that spot and sacrificed a sheep on it. The plague stopped. They still didn't know who this god was, since he didn't have an idol or altar. So they built an altar to the god they didn't know. So Paul is saying, "Let me tell you about this god. He doesn't need or want an altar. He is eternal." One of the people who accepted the gospel that day eventually became the first bishop of Athens. Here is a side thought about non-religious statues. Paul was educated by Jewish teachers who taught that all man-made images were bad. The city of Jerusalem didn't have any. By the time Paul gets to Mars Hill, he distinguishes a difference between images that were worshipped and those that were not. He defines the word idolatry as worshiping idols. This change in Jewish thinking opened the door for Christians so they could appreciate statues that were non-religious.